Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Performance review time. Writ large, writ small.
Can I have everyone's attention, please? O'Gorman and I just got assigned by Crowley to do performance reviews for everyone here. If you help us out, I'm sure it'll be quick and painless.
It's a classic scene in the American workplace, performance reviews, an attempt to accurately grade workers, clear the air, improve morale. As President Obama prepares to discuss his performance on the Gulf oil crisis with his boss, the American people, in an Oval Office speech tonight, we ask the question, how much fun is it to sit down with your boss? Is that a dentist drill? Performance reviews, no anesthesia. How are we doing? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We are really concerned with oral hygiene on this show. I think it's safe to say.
I love to floss.
Back together again.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Celeste
Headlee. Nice to see you back.
Tuesday, June 15th, performance reviews of the White House and everybody else on the program this morning.
And President Obama will be responding tonight when he speaks to the nation from the Oval Office for the first time. Aides say he'll describe the Gulf oil spill as a slow-motion crisis and promise the region will survive. Yesterday in Alabama, the president made this commitment.
Now, I can't promise folks here in Theodore or across the Gulf Coast that the oil will be cleaned up overnight. It will not be. It's going to take time for things to return to normal.
Meanwhile, Congress is expected to hammer BP executives today during hearings on Capitol Hill. Internal documents released yesterday show BP cut corners in the weeks leading up to the rig explosion. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says,
our message to BP is as simple as this. If you drill and you spill, we're going to make sure you pay the bill.
The White House says it's reached an agreement with BP on a multi-billion dollar compensation fund for those affected by the spill.
Getting back to normal? Well, joining us now is Curtis Ebesmeyer, oceanographer and author of Flotsometrics and the Floating World. Good morning, Curtis.
Morning, John. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. If we are told that everything in elementary ecology has some permanent impact on an ecosystem, how do you measure the important permanent effects of this BP disaster?
Well, I know the ecosystem will suffer permanently, but it's the people I'm really concerned about, because as the ecosystem suffers, so will people lose their livelihoods for a long time and never return.
Well, we're going to talk about points of no return in this crisis when we come back. Curtis Ebesmeyer, stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
A Marine convicted of murder in one of the biggest war crimes cases from the Iraq War is free this morning. A judge freed Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins 2 months after a military appeals court ruled he had an unfair trial. And the military says a man and woman arrested while trying to enter MacDill Air Force Base near Tampa. Military-style weapons were found in their car. MacDill is home to U.S. Central Command, which runs the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
The man in charge of those wars, the General of CENTCOM, General David Petraeus, heads to Capitol Hill today. He's going to answer questions in the Senate about the summer offensive planned in Afghanistan. The U.S., Russia, and the United Nations are organizing airlifts for refugees fleeing ethnic violence in Kyrgyzstan. Thousands of Uzbeks are fleeing the sectarian fighting. And in Europe, Moody's has downgraded Greece's credit rating once again, this time to junk status. Asian and European markets are up this morning. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,190. The S&P opens at 1,089, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,243. Coming up this morning, well, President Obama is going to be in the Oval Office giving a speech tonight, but you can call it a performance review. He's meeting with us, his boss, to talk about how he's done in the Gulf oil crisis. It's performance review time for many of us in the workplace. What's the point of performance reviews? Would you like to eradicate them altogether? We're going to talk with someone who wants to. Give us a sense of what you've experienced in performance reviews. Get the conversation started by giving us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And we'd love to hear your performance review story. We'd like to move in another direction,
I've never really had a performance review that meant anything.
Really?
It just seemed like a useless waste of time.
Memo to bosses here. Yes, indeed.
Okay, so in just a few moments, we're going to talk more about the oil spill in the Gulf and what the effects could be. Decades? Longer?